Wildfires are growing larger and more destructive across the West due to climate change. Yet more people than ever are moving to fire-prone spaces near forests and grasslands. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Kayla Bradel reports, some of the fastest housing growth in these areas is happening in our region.
High up in the hills of South Reno, a construction crew is bending steel rebar for the foundation of a new house. They're using a machine about the size of a microwave.
See how quick that went. I mean, they just bent a 20-foot piece of number 5 rebar with 220-degree angles to fit this crazy little corner right here.
That's Peter Pacetti, a contractor working on this 4,000-square-foot home. The property has sweeping views of the forest and mountain ranges surrounding it and the sprawling cityscape below.
It's objectively beautiful, you know. It's a very attractive place to be.
This home is being built in what's called the Wildland-Urban Interface, commonly known as the WUI. That's where wildland and development collide. It's also where wildfire risks are the highest. In 2020, there were more than 44 million homes in these zones across the country, according to new research from the U.S. Forest Service and the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
It's concerning the fact that we continue to grow in high wildfire risk areas, rebuild in high wildfire risk areas, assuming that a wildfire won't occur.
That's Kamiko Barrett, a wildfire researcher with Montana-based Headwaters Economics. Since 2005, wildfires have destroyed more than 97,000 structures, according to Barrett's research. Last year, Colorado lost more than 1,000 houses in the Marshall Fire, the most destructive in the Mountain West to date. And those homes, Barrett says, weren't even as far out as the WUI zone. She adds that many homes in high-risk areas are still being built, framed, and sided with wood.
And then you place that in a very dry, overstocked forest. Guaranteed that home is going to start burning if exposed to enough heat.
That's most visible in the West, where more than 16 million homes are in fire-prone areas. In Colorado, the amount has nearly doubled since 1990 to more than 1 million homes. In Nevada, it's more than tripled to over 500,000. That's dangerous, says Brian Bonifant. He studies housing supply at the University of Nevada, Reno.
It's really been the last 10 years of this extended drought that's really impacted our forests throughout the Sierras, that now we're starting to see those impacts through the, you know, large, major, uncontrollable, aggressive fires.
In West Reno, two fires have hit a neighborhood in the WUI zone. The biggest was the 2011 Collin Fire, which destroyed 28 homes and damaged 15 more. Bonifant said the county is changing policies to increase its fire resilience. That includes restricting building on ridges and mandating sprinkler systems for homes built far away from fire stations.
Developers want to build in these really picturesque and beautiful spots because they get more money for that. So there's got to be a balance, right?
He adds that developers and local governments are just starting to shift their mindsets. Meanwhile, scientists are beginning to understand the public health impacts of wildfires in this zone, according to a new report by the National Academies. Marilyn Black of the Chemical Insights Research Institute worked on the report. She says burnt man-made objects like cars and plastics create a toxic mixture that hangs around long after a fire.
These sorts of toxicants can end up in ash and residue, and that residue can permeate the ground. It can get into our water systems, our water table, get into our water supplies.
Black says state and federal agencies need to fund further studies and develop new modeling tools for mitigating health risks. Back at the construction site in South Reno, Pacetti doesn't expect building homes up against the forests and grasslands to slow down. Around Reno, an ordinance requires new homes built in these fire hazard areas to have 30 to 100 feet of defensible space. Pacetti hopes homeowners comply, and then some.
Fires are going to be, have been, and will continue to be a big part of destruction of property. And the more we build up here, the more structures will be at risk.
Sometimes, he adds, destructive wildfires will happen no matter what a builder or homeowner does. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradel.